Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What went into the decision to just not skate at all today?
The fact that we practiced yesterday, for 30 minutes. Just save everything we got for tonight. That we don't need to skate.
You expect Dahlin an option to practice tomorrow?
Dahlin, I'm going to say probably not. So I can maybe fill you in more tomorrow.
Lenny, when you put the standings up in the room, obviously a lot was made of that. But when you look at it today, I mean, a 7-game losing streak should have you guys in trouble. And here you are, you could win a game and pass 3 teams and maybe 4 in one night. I mean, how crazy is it that, circumstance has you still in the middle of things?
Well, I think when you look at the 7, you look at the, you're still getting points in some of those games. If you didn't get points, we'd be in a lot of trouble. The fact that, where we're at, you win a game tonight, the board tells you where you're at. Just go to work. Go to work again. Go to work and win the next game after that.
You mentioned yesterday you didn't like the power play practice. What was the process from then until now and to address?
Meetings with individuals. Us as coaches met about, how that power play practice went. Met this morning, went through that again. Actually went through video from yesterday's practice. Schematically just changed some things. And I think we'll get a lot better. We'll be in a lot better position.
Dahlin is obviously such a big piece for you guys on the power play. How have you felt that Owen has ran that top?
It's been okay. I think sometimes he can look pretty good back there. Sometimes just not quite quick enough in that first decision.
As far as Brian Johnson goes, I don't know if he's in tonight, but what have you learned about him being around him a little bit? I know you weren't around him all of camp, but... just what have you learned?
I've heard just really good reports on how well he's played in Rochester. Really how dedicated he is to the game and his craft as a defenseman and his conditioning and watching him in practice, watching him skate. I said we put him in to inject some speed in that back end. I thought he gave us that. I thought he looked a little uncomfortable to start the game, which, coming up playing your first game, I think is normal. As the game went on, I thought he found a better place inside the game.
This losing streak has kind of contributed to the numbers, but kind of a underwhelming home record. What have you kind of stressed to the team, or what can you do to maybe just have a better home ice advantage?
Well, again, when you break down the games, we looked at a couple of them as lack of timely scoring with one game. A couple games are lack of ability to finish the game, like the last game, the Colorado game. You know, I think we mentioned yesterday the starts have been good. The second period was better. You have to embrace the opportunity when teams are putting pressure on you to get back in a game that you can make that next play, that you don't seize up. And we made some plays. Even you go back to Colorado, we had, I think we had three breakaways when the we were a couple goals up and didn't get the sixth goal, which might have done it for us. Who knows? Or the fifth goal. So the ability to finish some of our opportunities. You look at, you know, the overtime, the McLeod breakaway off the post. You look at Tage Thompson in alone on that game to get us a win. So the margin has been. Has been close, you know, in home. You have to be. I mean, now I know there's some teams have a tough home record, but still have a good record. But most teams that are successful, their home record is what dictates that.
You said he, with the videos that you showed him, really kind of let him see what you're trying to talk to him about. Talking about, you know, maybe circling out too fast or trying to get to offense too fast instead of being there. Did you see an improvement in the Detroit game?
Yeah, I did. You know, I think the support from Tage was a lot better inside. But where he got himself to so he could just support everywhere was a lot better. I think that looked a lot better inside the game. So I think a big step in the right direction.
The Rangers obviously have their own issues going, but on top of all that, how much you got to be prepared for them at the jump because, you know, they remember what happened the last time too.
Yeah, well, there's just no easy games. There's no easy periods. There's going to be no easy start to this game. They're feeling it too. So, you know, we're going to have to be ready right from the start. We're going to have to be ready to execute.